Blog Talk Radio.
They call a bitch Cassidy, I'm the left hand skid. I got that platinum voice, you got that poison pen. They call us Gundam Rose, Gundam Rose, Gundam Rose, kill up, be going. It's a Romeo remix. Come on, let's get it.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope. Patty and Jerry, we will be legendary from the bottom like sodomy. Fuck the game up, missionary. I'm in my own trap as I flip the world to birdie. My verse is full of curses because I'm stuck in dirty Jersey. Let's move to New York City.
Yep.
We'll make a couple millies with that shit up 50-50.
Yep.
I'll get my left titty and a kidney just across the shitty river prison tunnel. Come on, Jerry, singing with me.
Beauty and the Beast, Thelma to Louise, you know real G-stock that talk, killer feet, won't you please?
Over that rainbow, we pay tolls, where roads all are paved gold, and angels in gold chains, and nighttime is day glow. I'm Jane Doe, a loser, this shit's so confusing. I just want to move with my life like a movie. Should be getting busy, but I'm feeling Gary Busey. Drop that hot shit like I do in your jacuzzi.
That was so sick.
Oh shit, I gotta go to work.
All right, welcome everybody to a special edition of Cinema Royale. I am Travis Hobson, and that clip you just heard was from the new film Patty Cakes, starring Danielle McDonald, in a role that I think is going to make her a huge star in the film, directed by Jeremy Jasper in his directorial debut. She plays Patty Dombrowski, or Patricia Dombrowski, a.k.a. Dumbo, a.k.a. Killer P, a.k.a. Marilyn Manson, a Jersey girl who's looking to break out of her small town and become a big rap star. I've been kind of obsessed with this movie ever since Sundance, when it played there, and I skipped it. I skipped it to go see Roxanne, because it was about Roxanne Shanté, who I grew up loving as a rapper. And I should have went to Patty Cakes, and I didn't, and that was a mistake. So I've been obsessed with Patty Cakes ever since. Not only that, I've been a big fan of Danielle McDonald since I saw her in Every Secret Thing a couple of years ago. It was a small film, not a lot of people saw it, but her role stood out to me, and I've been wondering what she was going to do, and I was surprised to see her in Patty Cakes. I just wasn't sure if this was the type of role she was going to be good in, and I was wrong. She blows it up. She spits fire in this joint, and I think people who see this movie are going to love it. So I was fortunate enough to have a chance to sit down with Danielle and Jeremy to talk about Patty Cakes, and she talks about, you know, how she had to, you know, she's from Australia, so she had to kind of learn about the hip-hop game from the ground up. She got training from Sky Zoo, who is my favorite rapper. I talked to them about that a little bit. Jasper talks about his music background, how some of that influenced the film. It's a fun interview for a fun movie. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it.
Is it both your first time in DC?
I've been here once, probably about 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was in band, we toured through here. Yeah.
You were part of the band?
I was, yeah.
Oh, Lord, is that part of the inspiration for this movie?
A little bit. Yeah, definitely. That's my trials and tribulations of being on the underneath the music industry. Yeah.
Is it a rap band or is it
a
different?
No, that was a garage rock band.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was in rap bands when I was in high school. Yeah. Yeah. We were bad.
You know, speaking of somebody who tried his hand at DJing and was terrible at it.
Really?
I know. I understand your pain.
What kind of stuff
do
you DJ?
Oh man, old school hip hop, man. It's like, that's always been my thing. I'm 4 years old, man. Like, I came in right in that golden era.
That's
of hip-hop,
the name
of
me,
man.
Yep.
And actually, I was going to bring that up actually, because I was thinking that when I was riding in here, I was listening to the Backspin Station.
Yes, well, I love that. Yeah,
I know. And whenever people make movies like this, they almost always harken back to that style, like that era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your character, you know, Killer P, you know, she's the Queen Bee style of rapper isn't really out there anymore. You know, it's kind of a 90s thing, you know?
Yeah.
So So I was just thinking about that on the way in here.
So, I mean, I'm your age, so like that's the sweet spot for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted, like, you know, it was Patty and Jerry. And Jerry is much more of, like, the modern flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Patty is more of, like, golden era influenced, you
know?
Yeah. That's just, like, for me, that's the stuff that you just can't beat it.
No, you can't. I still have, like...
So what happened to you as a DJ? Like, would you get up there and, like, you skipping records or, like...
No, what I've discovered is that you learn if you're good enough during the practice. Yeah, I don't have it. I don't have the coordination to do it. I don't have quite the ear to do it either.
Uh-huh.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I had the Technique 12s. I had everything, man.
Wow.
I invested, man.
That's incredible.
And I still got stacks and stacks of records. I still got all that stuff, but I just knew that wasn't something I was going to be good at. I had friends who were great and still are.
Yeah.
But I mean, not for me.
It's crazy. They make it look like way easier. It's funny when you watch DJ, you're like, oh, it's DJ. It's like that.
I still watch the DJ tournaments and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
I'm like,
that's awesome.
I still can't. I can't. You always want to. You want to get back in. You just can't. All right. So this movie is at Sundance, and I'm always there at Sundance. And there's always one movie that gets really popular during the second half of the festival, and this was it. And it's impossible to get into. So I missed that Sundance.
Oh.
But I did happen to catch it. It played at the DC Film Festival here a few months ago, so I saw it there. And I loved it.
Oh,
I think it was absolutely great.
Thank you.
I wish I'd seen that Sundance. I made it more
than that. Well, I wish you could have my seat. I didn't want to be sitting there.
Really? Do you not want to watch your own movie?
No, I fucking hate it. I'm such a... Yeah,
you
I did, but I suffered under protest.
Yeah.
I suffered. I'm so neurotic. It's painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sit through it? Did you want to do it?
I did sit through it. I find it very difficult to also, but it's hard. I'm too close to it. I'm in every frame. So I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
God. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to see that much of my face, but. It is what it is, and at Sundance, I'd seen it once before, and Bridget and myself saw it alone in a theater with her little dog between us and Jeremy skulking in the back, like, terrified of what we thought about it, and we had to see it, because we had to know what we were talking about, because you were right, like, kind of with Sundance, all of a sudden there was hype, and I'm like, I haven't even seen this movie, who's seen it, like, where is this hype coming from, and so we saw the movie. And it's really hard to watch. And all you want to say is like, oh my God, it's amazing to your director. But I'm like, I can only see myself. And that's really difficult for this time. But at the same time, I think the biggest thing was it really felt like a collection of like fun family holiday memories, like all put into this film. And that's a great way for me to look at it because I have looked at it in very different ways before. So it's like, that is the biggest compliment I can give you, seriously. So, yeah. And then the more you kind of see it, the more you get desensitized. But it's hard. I think I'm done with seeing it. Like, I've seen it a few times, and I don't know that I can keep doing it because it's difficult. But it's also – I had fun.
Is it because it's such a transformation for you? I mean, I don't know how you are in your personal life or anything like that, but Killer Pete is a really bold sort of out there character. So is that sort of a,
you were right in assuming that it is very different from me. Yeah. She's super different from me. And yeah, that makes it really hard because you can't help but sometimes judge yourself. And I try really hard not to. And you kind of have practice, you know, in acting class, you have to see yourself on tape, and that's where you have to learn to stop judging yourself. But it is hard. It's really, it sometimes almost makes it easier that she is so different from me, because sometimes you don't really recognize yourself,
right?
Which is great. But at the same time, it's still your face that you see in the mirror every day, and you're like, it's just it's difficult no matter what way you look at it, but I try not to judge myself too harshly, I just try to be like, okay.
At least we took out the masturbation
scene. Yeah, at least we took that scene out.
That's a great masturbation scene in the middle.
I don't think you've literally told anyone.
It's going to be in the Blu-ray special feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That
I think
that was
it was one of my favorite scenes.
That is
so
weird.
Well, now you guys are selling it too hard. Now I really want to see it.
We filmed that in like the first week, and it was funny because I was like, everyone needs to leave. I need everyone to get out of here. But then there's Jeremy, and then there's like our three camera guys. And I was like, of course, it's just guys, just dudes here.
Dudes, sweaty, gross guys.
Did you not see our camera department? They're all good looking guys, actually, which almost makes it worse.
So the first time I think I saw you was in Every Secret Thing.
Oh yeah.
Is that the first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I saw you in The East also. Were you in The East?
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
You got a good eye.
Okay. That was
good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. That was.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why I don't do DJing. That's why I do movies, because I can remember stuff like that. Okay. Cool. So this is obviously your biggest role. How has it been kind of making the jump from, you know, smaller films, those are relatively small films, to this, which is getting a lot of attention now?
Well, I'm running clean up. This had a smaller budget.
I know that's kind of a small size film, but in terms of eyes really being on it, this movie's
really
getting it.
I really don't. I'm kind of acting like nothing has changed, because in a way nothing has, but then at the same time everything has. You know, all of a sudden you kind of have a team of people around you managing your career, and all of a sudden you have a lot of opportunities, and I don't sleep that much anymore because I'm very busy, which is great because I love being busy. So I guess a lot has changed in that respect, but at the same time I'm still me. I've still got the same friends around me. I'm still like, so nothing in that respect has kind of changed. So it's
you're not babysitting anymore. Let's put it
I'm
that
not,
way.
No.
She was babysitting while we were.
Oh wow.
I'm acting. I'm getting to do what I love to do, and that's really amazing. And I'm really grateful for the amount of opportunities this movie has provided, because people have seen it, which is really amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm taking it a day at a time.
So you're originally from Australia, am I right?
Yeah.
How do you make the move to playing a character like this? You know, were you into hip hop beforehand, or how did you study for it, research for it?
Well, it was incredibly intimidating at first, and I was like, I can't play this character because I don't know this character at all. I don't know this world. But Jeremy had this, you know, strange faith in me that I didn't even have. It helps because, I mean, it scared me, but I also like challenging myself. That's mm-hmm. a big thing with me. So I was like, okay, fine, let's see what I can do. But it was honestly a ton of research. It was, I only knew what I heard on the radio growing up. And I was also in Australia, so I didn't hear as much.
I was going to say, what did they play back there, hip-hop wise?
I heard like Ja Rule and Nelly and Jay-Z, Eminem, you know what I mean? That's what I heard on the radio.
All
the really big ones was what I heard on the radio in Australia. And so I knew that and I liked that. But I also wasn't like hugely in the music scene. I'm not musical at all. I liked listening to music because I just like music, but it was never something that I was like researching stuff. I was really into sports when I was younger, and mm-hmm. that was kind of my world. So it was definitely a new thing to me. Even just coming to America all of a sudden, my whole world was broadened with that. I was like, oh wow, there are a ton more songs that I didn't realize existed. And then when we started production on this movie, it was like a school, really. I learned a ton.
We had like a year and a half between when Danielle and I met at the Sundance Director's Lab, where it was kind of like, let's say it was like a 3-week audition, even though I knew within 10 minutes that she was going to play Patty. like, we didn't have money.
You didn't tell me.
So we didn't have a final script. So there was, like, a year and a half, 2 years of us just kind of flying blind and being like, maybe one day this film will get made. And, like, we had a lot of love for it, but it was like, we're going to work on it, even if there's no money. And that's where Danielle, that's where the homework started. And we kind of did, like, a hip-hop history 101.
So like, you're speaking the teacher, your ladies first. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we gave, and like, I would pick a song, and we would, she would learn a classic, like, every week.
Yeah.
And just, like, kind of get the feel. And then that built in over that year and a half, 2 years, until it was time to shoot.
Well, 3 months before production, that's when I was like, oh, this is actually happening. Like, this is happening. And then it was a song a day.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening, and even, I was constantly listening to all kinds of music. I was listening to the accent constantly. I think we started, I started practicing original songs
and then we
around
got,
that time as
and
well.
And then we got this great MC, Sky Zoo, from Brooklyn.
Sky Zoo is
my
favorite.
Yeah.
I love Sky Zoo.
He really took Danielle in under his wing.
Really?
And, like, took her to the studio and worked with her on the songs.
Hung out with him and his friends. The first day I met him, I hung out with him and his friend for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And we were in the studio, we were just listening to music, we watched a documentary. It was just about, let's just get comfortable, let's see the vibe, this is like what we do, this is my life. I was like, okay.
I've got all Sky Zoo playlist right now.
Really?
You know
what? That's fucking
amazing.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to
mention this
to him, but
I love Sky Zoo. He's
great. So great, because he's just a very sweet, caring guy, so I felt instantly comfortable with him, which I think is the number one thing I had to fill, because I was scared of doing something that, you know, isn't a skill that I had any confidence in. And then he just helped me. Like, he didn't judge me ever. And that was my thing. I was like, oh my God, this is a real rapper. I can't.
Yeah.
It's really scary. And he helped me.
Patience,
just get in the beat, confidence, just feel it. And he was so, so helpful.
Yeah.
Because before I was all like, okay, I've figured out kind of the technical part, but that's not what it is. You can't
feel
all feeling. And so once I had the technical part, it was about just relaxing and finding the feeling. He helped me so much with that, because then the technical part comes through naturally because you already know it.
Yeah,
all about feeling.
That's interesting, because, you know, hip hop is all about confidence. We don't have it.
Yeah.
People know it immediately.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I did not have the confidence, and I had to, because that is what it is. And so, you know,
like what she's going through.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, sometimes I would have to just, like, stress cry a little and just get out there and be like, okay, you know what? If I fucking suck, and Jeremy will cut it, and it's fine. So that's kind of where we ended up. And just, you had to have that attitude of, you know what? Like, go big or go home.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
That's awesome.
So I'm trying to think what I was going to say now. So what was it that made you want to tell this particular story? Because if it's, you know, we kind of crossed over it a little bit earlier, that you have a music background.
Yeah.
This Odd Movie is clearly not a direct autobiography.
No, no.
So what made you want to tell this particular story?
Well, it felt like, I was going to write my first script. So it was going to be my first big project, and they say, write what you know. And so I grew up around women like Patty, Barb, and Nana. Like, that's my family. Patty could be like my cousin. Like, it's just, and it takes place in Jersey, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And I was that kid living in his parents' basement, like, just dreaming of getting out and, like, having this desire to do something else with my life and not just be a townie forever that just drives around and goes and just drinks at the bar and complains, pisses and moans all the time about what, you know, if they ran the world, what it would be like. Which was a lot of what I grew up around. And so it was a combination of, like, my deep love for hip hop, especially, like, golden era stuff. And, like, I'm into a ton of different kinds of music, but, like, that was in 1985. That was my entrance point into music and even the arts. You know, there's none of that stuff in, there's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it was like Bon Jovi. That wasn't going to cut it for me. finding hip hop was like, it was like opening a new world for me, and a worldview, and a create, and just a way of making art, which I've carried over to like this, my, the way that I make films. And so that mixed with my family and my experiences, growing up around there, just, it just kind of combined all together to become this thing. And I was never interested in like a male protagonist. Like Patty just came fully formed into my brain, and she made sense to me.
You also got I think a great performance from Bridget Everett, who I really like. She had a couple movies that's on this. She's really great. Talk to me about working with her a little bit. How did you two get along right off the bat? The relationship in the movie is a little contentious. How was it between the two of you on set, though?
Well, she came and did the Sundance Directors Lab with us.
Okay.
So I met her, and I'd already been there for a week and a half at that point, so I kind of knew everyone, and I was feeling comfortable. And she came in kind of halfway through and was super shy. Like, super shy. I didn't know she was a comedian at this point either, by the way. And we went straight into doing kind of a heavy scene together. And I remember I couldn't figure this scene out. I was really struggling with it. And I remember Jeremy being like, let's just go outside and take a break. He could tell that I was like, I just wasn't right there yet. And she came out and she was just so warm. And like, all of a sudden I started feeling like very comfortable. And we just talked about like random stuff, like the weather. we talked about everything. And that's when we went back in, and it went way better, and all of a sudden I was feeling it, and I understood what was happening. And she's just such, she was such a joy to work with, honestly. Like, I enjoy her so much. Like, she's a friend, that it was easy to kind of be this way around each other. And we had scenes, you know, there's a scene where we're kind of in the mirror talking about me going for a job interview, and Jeremy would just let us improv after that, and we got filthy. It was so much fun. I would love to see those outtakes, because there was some gold in there.
Yeah.
It was. I felt so comfortable with her, and we did those scenes kind of the first week with her. So instantly I was like, okay, I can get in the group of this film, because it's Bridget, and we're good, and I've known her for 2 years now by the time we did production.
Yeah.
So it was amazing, and she's phenomenal.
Yeah, and she's it was her first dramatic role, and I think because everybody was a little bit out of their comfort zone in the film, like Sid, who plays Jerry, had never acted before but comes from music. Danielle had never done music before but is an accomplished actress, and Kathy is playing way older than she normally does, and Bridget is doing something more dramatic. Everyone, and it was my first film, everyone felt like we were reaching for something. We were, the DP Fede like had never shot something like this ambitious before. Like, everybody was like, we're all grabbing, like going for it. And there was something about that that I think brought us together. Because when you're on a set and there's that guy who's like, yeah, when we did this, like, oh, what's lunch? Fuck this. You know, you're just, it makes everything, it makes everybody feel so crappy. You know, you're just like, oh, but there was something about like, we were like a garage band.
Yeah,
like,
we were like PB&J. We were like all these things coming together, trying to accomplish something that we believed in.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously, the best experience.
It reflects on the
All right, that's my interview with Danielle McDonald and Jeremy Jasper talking about Patty Cakes. I hope you enjoyed it. You can check out my review of the movie in the previous episode of Cinema Royale, which just aired a couple of days ago. You can find that on blogtalkradio.com/Cinema Royale, or you can read my review over at punchdrunkcritics.com. All right, I will talk to you later. I will see you soon on another episode of Cinema Royale. Thanks. Good night.